In light of national arts funding cuts proposed by President Trump, arts advocates in Massachusetts are stepping up their appeal for state funding. Hundreds of those advocates marched to the State House today to make their case. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
The more than 600 art supporters who gathered first at the Paramount Theater in Boston headed to the State House to ask for an increase in state arts funding, more arts education in public schools, and to fund public art for state buildings. Many of the arts proponents are concerned about cuts to national arts funding proposed by President Trump. Arts patron Quincy Morgan came from North Attleboro. It was her first time advocating at the State House. She says art brings her community together.
It creates a common bond and a shared experience. I know, like, in summertime we have outdoor concert series, and it brings everyone out into the parks and a chance to create that sense of community that is so important.
Governor Baker's proposed budget for fiscal year 2018 includes a 2.5% increase in arts funding. The House and Senate will release their budget proposals in the coming weeks, and advocates are asking lawmakers for even more money. They say it's particularly important because President Trump has proposed eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts and for the Humanities. Randy Schenkman is a photographer from Belchertown.
That's my art, and I'm here because I was in education for 36 years, and there have been too many times where the pressure has been to cut the arts. Every time there's a budget crisis, cut the arts, cut the arts. If we had lots of time, I could go through a zillion examples of how the arts engage the students, broaden their mind, and sometimes save their lives.
In general, Massachusetts leaders are supportive of the arts. Even so, Schenkman says,
because of what's going on the federal level, the states are just stuck having to step up. And so we want them to step up.
Honestly, candidly, at this time of year, pretty much anybody who comes to the State House is talking about money.
Massachusetts House Republican leader Brad Jones says he tries to listen.
And then trying to say, okay, well, how do you take everybody's number one priority and try to be reasonable and fair to everybody with a finite amount of money?
The state budget is still in the hearing process. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.